This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Simpson Miller extends sympathy to Caribbean neighbors affected by flooding. Business operators urged to be on the lookout for foreign exchange scammers. And Industry Ministry extends deadline for submission of entries to the Logistics Hub essay competition. Details after the break.
Children, listen and they learn. Candles and lamp when lit. Them are not your friend. Matches and lighters, stay far from them. If you close, catch a fire, drop to the ground. Roll around and around and around. Fire is helpful, use it with care. But fire and children, not a good pair. No romp with fire or anything hot. Adults use fire, but children should not.
Fire safety and prevention, we say.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed sadness at the loss of life and destruction of property as a result of the adverse weather conditions which affected the Caribbean islands of St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Dominica. Reports are that up to 13 persons were killed. Several have been reported missing, while others have sustained injuries. There are also reports of significant damage to personal property and infrastructure in the affected islands. Expressing sadness on behalf of all Jamaicans, Mrs. Simpson Miller noted that the effect of the flood was heightened as it occurred on Christmas Eve, a time when families had gathered to celebrate the season of goodwill. As of 2015, all high school students will be required to sit a final mathematics exam before graduation. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this move is designed to reinforce the significance of mathematics as well as increase the number of Jamaican students matriculating into careers in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics fields.
We're going to insist that everyone exiting grade 11 takes an examination in mathematics. It may not be CSEC for everybody, but they must take an examination. This is really about our children's future, our nation's future, so that they can capitalize on the opportunities for employment and higher education anywhere in the world.
The education minister was speaking at the closing session of a two-day retreat for the ministry's mathematics specialists held earlier this month. The Constabulary Communication Network, CCN, is urging business operators and employees to be on the lookout for foreign exchange scammers operating in several districts across the island. Reports from the police are that the scammers tender legitimate foreign currency for exchange. However, following verification of the note, the scammers disagree to the rate proposed and request that the money be returned, at which point they use the opportunity to insert counterfeit notes among the original notes that were already checked by the clerk. Persons are being encouraged to be aware of their surroundings and notify the police if suspicious persons or activities are observed. The police are also urging members of the public to take the necessary measures to protect themselves, family, and property, and reduce the risk of robberies during the festive season. And the deadline for submission of entries to the Logistics Hub essay competition has been extended from December 15, 2013 to January 17, 2014. All other conditions remain the same, and persons who have entered before are allowed to revise and resubmit their essays. Essays are to be written based on the theme, Jamaica's Global Logistics Hub, the big opportunity for Jamaica and the world. The competition is open to Jamaicans living in Jamaica who fit in one of two entry categories, ages 15 to 21 years and 22 to 35 years.
We're looking for an essay which shows analysis, which shows research, which shows an understanding of the topic, an understanding of the global trading system, an understanding of the importance of Jamaica's geostrategic location vis-a-vis global logistics. We're not asking people to go and just cut and paste from different sources. We want to see your analysis in this essay.
Communications and Media Advisor at the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Joan Hutchinson. Essays may be submitted to the Ministry's Communications Department, 4 St. Lucia Avenue, Kingston 5, or via email to logisticsessay@mic.gov.jm. Entries must be received by 2 p.m. January 17, 2014. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.